Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Brian just whispered in my ear, he said, it's Christmas in July. I think he wanted to have some special dog music for you. Susanna, how are you today?
I love it. That put me in a festive mood.
I think you're probably in a festive mood because we have a big party coming up next week.
We do. I can't wait to see you next week. You're going to be a fabulous MC of our beach party.
I love this event, you guys. We used to do it at Castaways, and people would show up and they'd be like, wait, I got to use a metal toilet. What's going on? I mean, it was always a great location, but now it's at the best location in Chicago, and that's offshore on Navy Pier. It's coming up on Thursday. It's called the Beach Party. It's one of the annual fundraisers that Pause Chicago does to make sure their organization is doing what it does on a daily basis, and that is save the lives of homeless pets in Chicago. And Susanna Wickham is the CEO of Pause Chicago. What's the biggest struggle that Pause is facing today?
Well, I would say it's that everything is happening on so many fronts. So, you know, we have a surge of animals coming in. We have the affordability of vet care is very difficult for many people. So a lot of people are giving up pets, lots being born, just a constant need for volunteers and fosters with this constant surge of pets. So there's just so many things happening at once, and the scale is so much higher than it's been in years. And the pressure is on for us to really every single day be getting people to come in and to adopt and foster and volunteer because we need so much help.
John Williams had a big conversation about the cost of vet bills this week, and so many people weighed in on that because we all feel the pinch. I mean, it's expensive, and I worry that some people think, I can't afford the dog, I'm just going to drop it off somewhere.
And that absolutely happens, but that's one of the reasons that at our medical center, our vets offer subsidized care for things like spay neuter and vaccines that are really important for the health of the community, for all the pets in the community, to prevent pet homelessness and disease and to end euthanasia. But yeah, we hear that all the time, and it really has impacted our budget as well, because the cost for us of hiring vets and vet techs has gotten very expensive. And that's one of the most important things we do is the free and low-cost spay-neuter, because we're the only high-volume spay-neuter clinic in the city of Chicago. And we did over 16,000 surgeries last year. We cannot, you know, not have vets on staff. That's really core to our mission and what we do.
You spayed and neutered over 16,000 pets last year. Think about that. Right. Every day, you've got somebody just standing there every day spaying or neutering a cat or a dog, right?
Several somebodies. It's a whole kind of orchestra of vets and vet techs and reception staff and recovery staff and animal care and all the things that we need to do to support that mission. But that is the most important thing we do as an organization, because if pets continue to breed exponentially and if these services are not available to people who can't afford them, then we will never find homes for all the homeless pets. There will just be too many of them. And that's what Chicago was like in 1997 when PAWS was founded. And we've come so far. So we really need to continue to ramp up that offering because it really does make a difference.
Yeah. And Paula Fazeas, who is the founder of PAWS, she told me, she said, Lisa, go to Chicago Animal Care and Control on a Saturday morning and you will see a line of people waiting for the doors to open so they can give up the pet they love. Like they'll give up their pet because they just can't afford it anymore. And that's sad.
That's
just tragic.
Well, it is. And we do offer services there to try to keep people with their pets if we can, because sometimes there are circumstances where, you know, in order to stay in a particular apartment, somebody needs their pet spayed, neutered, or vaccinated, and that's something that we can do very easily to support them to keep that pet in the home. But sometimes there are instances where the owner dies and there's no one in the family who can care for the pet. And so you see circumstances of all kinds. And then sometimes it's, I found a litter of kittens under my porch. And, you know, I already have a cat. I can't support five more kittens. So we see every type of story you could imagine, and we're trying to resolve as much as we can to keep pets from dying in Chicago.
I was reading an article about how Americans are turning to Mexico for pet care. Now, obviously, you're not going to drive from Chicago to Mexico, but all the states and cities along the border are actually going into Mexico, much like people have done in the past when they couldn't afford vet care. If people want to know about low-cost spay and neuter, just go to pawschicago.org and they can get details.
That's exactly right. They can make an appointment for spay neuter. We have a vaccine clinic Monday through Friday from noon to 3, and they can make appointments for that as well. We have a lot of services that we offer. We have a monthly pet food pantry. We offer really 360 supportive services in order to help the pets of Chicago as much as we can. And that's one of the nice things about this event we have coming up next week, Beach Party. It's a way for people, if they say, well, my home is full, I can't adopt today, or I can't foster, I can't volunteer. Well, you can go to an event and you will be helping pets. Or even if you can't go to the event, you can go to our website and bid on the silent auction. We have all sorts of cool prizes. You can do that from your living room and you can help homeless pets.
And the silent auction is live now, right?
We launched it today. And honestly, the people and businesses of Chicago that support animals have been so generous with us. We've gotten so many wonderful things donated. And auctions are a great way to try something, have fun. Sometimes you can get a great deal, or you can do something unexpected. There are things like trips. We have one package that is 70 bottles of different types of rosé, if you're a rosé fan. We have sports tickets. So there's really something for everybody.
There's a Bridgerton Royal Picnic, which sounds like it's right up Mary Vandeveld's alley. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. It's fun. So tell people where they can go and put in a bid.
Yes, go to pawschicago.org. You'll see it right on our homepage. And again, we have tickets available. If you want to be among like-minded animal lovers, it's a luau themed. It is fun and outside on a beautiful day in Chicago. We have a beautiful weather report. We're so excited about that. And there are a million ways to get involved and support animals. You can go check us out on social media and just follow and like and learn more about pets and what you can do to help. The bigger our community is, the more animals we save.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's this coming Thursday, offshore on Navy Pier, pawschicago.org. Buy a ticket and join me. It's a party I don't miss. And I got to tell you, you can wear shorts and, you know, like a Hawaiian shirt. Okay. This isn't one of those things that you've got to get all dressed up or wear stilettos for. You'll find people from every walk of life in Chicago. And as you said, they're like-minded. They're all animal lovers. So I look forward to it. Thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you, Lisa. I can't wait to see you.
I'll see you next. Are you bringing your dogs?
Of course. And Gus will be in his Hawaiian shirt.
That's fantastic.
It'll be great.
That's one of my favorite things. I've been there in the past where somebody has brought a pet turtle or a pet cat, but predominantly it's all dogs, and your dogs will be spoiled while they're there as well. That's Susanna Wickham, the CEO of Paws Chicago. Such a good person and so much fun. And if you are like, wait, where do I find it? Check out my Facebook or Twitter too. I posted stuff about that. And I can tell you, it's always the hottest day of the year. Honestly, I leave the radio station, I run over there, I always feel like I'm in the Amazon based on the humidity. And have you seen how many tornadoes actually ripped through northern Illinois on Sunday night into Monday morning? I mean, we kept updating it up until 2 days ago with Bill Snyder, but so far, Illinois has experienced over 100 tornadoes this year. Normally, we get about 50 a year. And they said it's likely because the air in the Midwest is becoming more saturated with humidity, which is a key ingredient of strong thunderstorms that produce tornadoes. I got to tell you, chainsaws, the sound of chainsaws still up. I know people who had trees come through their roof. So I would say join Lou Manfredini tomorrow morning if you have any questions about getting a contractor or, you know, how to manage some of the things that you're dealing with after the storm. And you certainly want to join Lou Manfredini tomorrow morning because it's 7/20 day. Tomorrow is the 20th. And, you know, 720, you get it tie-in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So here's the deal. He's got a great prize package to give away. The Ultimate Chicago Bears Game Day Giveaway. It's sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. So tomorrow morning, Lou is giving away 4 Bear tickets to their October 6th game at Soldier Field against Carolina. He tells me they're great seats. You're going to get a South Lot parking pass and an overnight luxury suite at the legendary Palmer House Hilton. You will be hooked up. So that's tomorrow morning with Lou. Starts at 6 right here on 720 WGN. Lauren has your news next.
Lisa Dent, WGN.